Grace and peace from the Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, be with you all. Amen.
Amen.
Happy and a prosperous new year. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. How are you all in the Lord? Wonderful, wonderful. We thank God for such a wonderful grace and love that He has bestowed on us. Amen. This is our first Sunday service, and we have prayed, we have trusted the Lord, and we know that this morning the Lord has a message for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has a message for you. Amen. So we are going to read two scriptures, and we have our illustration scriptures. Our two scriptures is going to be from Joel chapter 2, verse 30. We are reading from the New King James Version. We'll also read from Isaiah chapter 4, verse 4 to 6. And our illustration scripture this morning will be from Revelation chapter 15, verse 1 to 8. Where we are going to look at the visions of heaven. Hallelujah. The visions of heaven. Amen. So Joel 2, 30.
Joel chapter 2, verse 30. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth. Blood and fire and pillars of smoke. Amen.
Amen. So the Lord is saying that He is going to show wonders in the heavens and in the earth. Blood and fire and pillars of glory. Hallelujah. This morning I will show you how to create pillars of glory. Amen. Isaiah chapter 4, verse 4 to 6.
Isaiah chapter 4. Verse 4 to 6. Mm. When the Lord has washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion and purged the blood of Jerusalem from her midst, by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning, then the Lord will create above every dwelling place of Mount Zion and above her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day, and the shining of flaming fire by night. For over all the glory there will be a covering. Verse 6. And there will be a tabernacle for shade in the daytime from the heat, for a place of refuge, and for a shelter from the storm and rain. Amen.
Amen. So the prophet Isaiah was giving a prophecy to the people of God and said that the Lord is going to wash the field of his people by the judgment, by the spirit of judgment and the spirit of burning. And after the Lord has done that, after he has washed his people, the Lord is now going to create, hallelujah, He is going to create glory for them. Amen. And that glory is going to prevent them from the heat of the day. That same glory is going to be a light unto them. Indeed, the tabernacle of the Lord is going to be in their midst. Hallelujah. So this morning, I want to show you how you can create the glory of God. We are in a year of revival. And revival can only fall when you know how to create the glory of God. So the title for this morning's sermon is The Glorious Smoke of God. The Glorious Smoke of God. For the first time, I will explain to you the theology of smoke and how you can create this smoke. Hallelujah. Amen. So we are going to use our illustration scriptures, which is Revelation chapter number 15. It's only 8 verses. It's only 8 verses. Revelation does not only talk about just end times and things that is very terrible and then very fearful. But there is also a great deal of truth and lesson in the book of Revelation. In fact, the book of Revelation happens to be the best book when it comes to worship. Worship. So if you want to know how to worship God, how worship is being done in heaven. In fact, the choir in PIWC, every member must try and learn or read the book of Revelation. If you want to be a very good choir member, how to worship God with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your power, then you should read the book of Revelation. You will see how the angels, how they worship God. You see how the 24 elders cast their crowns and then they worship him. Hallelujah. So we are reading Revelation chapter 15, verse 1. The first title I want to talk about the vision of God's wrath. The vision of God's wrath. Revelation chapter 15, verse 1. What does it say?
Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous. 7 angels having the 7 last plagues, for in them the wrath of God is complete. Amen.
Amen. So the writer of Revelation, that is John, said that he again saw a sign. And this sign that he saw, he said that it was great and marvelous. Hallelujah. And the sign that John, the revelator, saw was 7 angels, which were carrying 7 plagues of God. Hallelujah. The number 7 symbolized perfection. 7 angels carrying 7 plagues. I want to assure you this morning that this year is a year of perfection. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God brought his perfection as a revelation to Apostle John. 7 angels carrying 7 plagues. And the Bible said that this one contains the wrath of God. Amen. The wrath of God. Don't be worried about the wrath of God. Hallelujah. But there's a lesson that we can learn here. You see, before I talk about the wrath of God, we have what we call the wrath of man. The wrath of man. According to 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 12, it concerned with the man called Naaman when he came to Israel. And then Elisha told him that he should go and then dip himself in Jordan for 7 times. The Bible said that Naaman said, couldn't I wash myself in the rivers that was in Damascus? And the Bible said that Naaman returned in a rage. He returned in anger. Another word for wrath is rage or hunger. So he returned in anger. Hallelujah. That's the wrath of a man. Also in Esther chapter number 3, verse 5, the Bible says that when Haman realized that Mordecai did not bow and pay homage to him, the Bible said that, and Haman was filled with a rage. He was filled with wrath. He was filled with hunger. Hallelujah. He was filled with hunger. We also have what we call the wrath of a king. The wrath of a king. If you read Proverbs chapter number 19, verse 12, the Bible says that the wrath of the king is like a roaring lion. The wrath of a king is like a roaring lion. However, the favor of the king is like the dew that falls on the grass. Hallelujah. I pray this morning that you will not receive the wrath of the king. Hallelujah. But you receive the grace and the favor of the king, which is like a dew on the grass. Hallelujah. Not only that, but if you read Proverbs chapter 20, verse number 12, the Bible says that the wrath of the king strikes like a terror. The wrath of the king, it strikes like what? The terror. Wow. And anybody who go contrary to that will forfeit his life. So if you go contrary to the wrath of the king, if you're not careful, you will exchange your life for that. You remember in Daniel chapter 2, verse number 12, when the wise men were not able to explain the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar, the Bible said that, and the wrath of King Nebuchadnezzar was very high. The Bible said that King Nebuchadnezzar was filled with indignation and wrath, and therefore he ordered that all the wise men of Babylon, they should be killed. So no wonder Proverbs was saying that the wrath of the king strikes like a terror. And anybody who go contrary to that forfeit his life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But this morning we are not talking about the wrath of the man. We are not talking about the wrath of the king. But we are talking about the wrath of God. Hallelujah. The wrath of God. What is the wrath of God? I want my brother to read Romans chapter 1, verse 18 to 20. What is the wrath of God?
Romans chapter 1, verse 18 to 20. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Amen.
Amen. So the writer of the book of Romans is saying that the wrath of God is revealed unto unrighteous people and godless people. And the Lord is saying that he has placed everything in the universe. So his eternal power is being revealed to everybody. So when you don't even know God, and then you look at the universe, you look at the sky, you see the stars, you see the moon, you see the sun. So you see the Orions, the Pleiades, the Mazarons, the Arcturus, all those galaxies, the Milky Way galaxies. So these things must give you an indication that there is a supreme being. Hallelujah. So the Bible says that nobody has an excuse that there is no God. Hallelujah. So the wrath of God is revealed unto all those people who are unrighteous and they go contrary to the word of God. What is the wrath of God? The wrath of God is the time of judgment. In fact, in Zephaniah chapter number 1, verse 15, the prophet said that the wrath of God is the day of trouble and distress. The wrath of God is the day of destruction. The prophet Zephaniah is saying that the wrath of God is the day of darkness and gloom. And in Zephaniah 1:18, he says that when that day comes, nothing will be able to save you. Not even your money, not silver and gold. Nothing will be able to save you. Who will be able to stand the wrath and the judgment of God? Who will be able to stand? Hallelujah. Beloved, we have different types of wrath of God. And I want to explain it to you. Three of them. The first one is that the wrath of God is conditional. It's what? Conditional. The wrath of God is conditional. If you read Mark chapter 16, verse 16, the Bible says that whoever believes in him will be baptized and he will be saved. But whoever does not believe in him, he is already condemned. Hallelujah. Beloved, salvation is the deliverance from the wrath of God. Salvation is what? The deliverance from the wrath of God. The wrath of God is conditional. You see, like, for instance, the people of Nineveh, when the word of God came to Jonah, in Jonah chapter 1, verse 1 to 2, and God told Jonah to go to the city of Nineveh and preach the gospel unto them. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, it's okay, sorry. It's okay.
In all his wonderful.
Amen. Amen.
So when the word of God came to Jonah in Jonah chapter 1, verse 1 to 2, God told Jonah, Jonah, go to the city of Nineveh, for their wickedness has come to me. The Bible said that for the first time, Jonah refused to go and preach the word of God to the Ninevites or to the people of Nineveh. And in Jonah chapter 3, verse 1 to 2, the word of God came to Jonah for the second time. And Jonah obeyed and went to the city of Nineveh and then preached the word of God. Then in Jonah chapter 3, verse 10, the Bible said that the people repented. And God, when God saw that the people have repented of their sins, the Bible said that God relented of sending his destruction to the people. So you have seen that the wrath of God is conditional. When you repent of the things that the Lord is asking you not to do, God will let his wrath pass over you. Another example is when God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. In Genesis chapter 18, verse 22 to 32. And you remember the discourse between God and Abraham. And Abraham pleaded for the people in Sodom and Gomorrah and said that if I go and get 10 righteous people, will you still destroy the place? God said, when I go and get 10 righteous people, I will not destroy the place. Hallelujah. I will not destroy the place. But when God went to Sodom and Gomorrah, he did not get that 10 righteous people, so he destroyed the place. So you could see that it's conditional. In the case of Jonah, when they repented, he saved the people. But in the case of the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, he destroyed them because they did not hearken unto the word of God. Hallelujah. So the wrath of God is conditional. The second one is that the wrath of God is corrective. It's not only conditional, but it's also what? Corrective. In Romans chapter 5, verse 9, the Bible says that much more than, having now been justified by the blood, by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God. So Paul is saying that now that we have been justified, now that we have been saved by the blood of Jesus, we have also been saved from the wrath of God. And a typical example is when the Israelites were traversing on the wilderness, and then they came to a place of sin. When they started murmuring and doing a whole lot of things, the Bible says that the wrath of God came upon them by God sending a serpent to go and bite them. But then the people then cried unto the Lord, and God through Moses erected a brazen serpent. The Lord erected what? A brazen serpent. And he told Moses that anybody who looked at this brazen serpent, he will be saved. So what came on them, it was only what? A correction. Hallelujah. It was only a correction. The Lord wanted the people to have faith and trust in him. Hallelujah. I pray that in the year 2021, our faith and trust will be in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So in Numbers chapter 21, verse 4 to 6, you will see this one day. Then the last one is that the wrath of God is condemnation. This is what a lot of people normally talk about. They are forgotten that the wrath of God is conditional. They are forgotten that the wrath of God is corrective. And they always hinge on this, that the wrath of God is condemnation. If you read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 6, the Bible says that let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God came upon the sons of disobedience. So the wrath of God only comes upon what? The sons of what? Disobedience. And that is condemnation. So Jesus Christ, when he came to the earth, in John chapter 6, verse 36, look at what Jesus said. He said that he who believes in the Son has eternal life. Hallelujah. But he who does not obey the Son will not be saved, but the wrath of God abides on him. So when you don't receive Jesus Christ, it's then that you are condemned. So the wrath of God only becomes condemnation when the person rejects the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When you reject the Lord Jesus Christ. So you could see that when Noah was proclaiming the word of God to his people in Genesis chapter 6. The people did not listen to Noah. They condemned him and they condemned the things that he was saying. But the Bible said that the flood came and devoured all of them. The flood came to come and consume all of them. I pray that in the year 2021, we will not condemn the word of God. Hallelujah. But we will always hearken unto it, so that we will receive peace, prosperity, and life for our soul. Amen. So this was the revelation that John saw. The first one, he saw the vision of the wrath of God. Amen. Two, the second revelation that he saw, go with me to Revelation chapter 15, read the verse 2 to the verse 4. Revelation 15, verse 2 to verse 4. And let us look at this one too. The vision of God's people. The vision of God's people.
Revelation chapter 15,
verse 2
to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire. And those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy, for all nations shall come and worship before you, and for your judgment have been manifested. Amen.
Amen. So the second vision that John saw the people of God. Hallelujah. He saw the people of God. John said that he saw the people of God standing. Tell your friends, standing. Hallelujah. They were doing what? They were standing. And John said that they were standing on the sea of glass, mingled with fire. Hallelujah. There is a great deal of revelation here. The saint of God, they were standing. They were not what? They were not bowing. They were standing on the sea. Hallelujah. Beloved, in the year 2020, we have gone through the terrible waters. We have gone through the sea. The sea was not able to drown us. The water was not able to overflow us. We were not swept by it. By the grace of God, we are still standing. Tell your friend that you are still standing. And because you are standing in the year 2020, 2021, you will continue to stand. Hallelujah. It is not only they going through water and the terrible storms and sea, but they also went through fire. Hallelujah. Elsewhere in Isaiah chapter 43. 3 verse 2, the Bible said that when we pass through the fire, it will not burn us. When we pass through the flames will not set us ablaze. In the year 2020, we went through fire. We were not burned by the fire. We went through flames. The flames were not able to set us ablaze. Therefore, there is a need and a cause for us to celebrate our God. Hallelujah. The Bible said the saints of God, they were standing. Hallelujah. Beloved, you are going to stand. Amen. Elsewhere, Apostle Paul said that now be strong in the power of the Lord. Hallelujah. Be strong in the power of the Lord. They were standing. And the reason be that Jesus Christ is standing for you. Last week I told you that the Bible said that when Stephen was being stoned, and then he looked into the heavens, he saw that the heaven has been opened, and Jesus Christ was standing. Hallelujah. He was standing at the right hand side of God. May the Lord stand for you in the year 2021. The believers, they were standing. They were standing. Beloved, we will stand. Hallelujah. We will stand for Jesus. Hallelujah. Our works will not crumble. Hallelujah. Our works will stand. Hallelujah. Your marriage will stand. Hallelujah. Your career will stand. Hallelujah. Your finances will stand. Hallelujah. The believers were standing. They were standing. They were standing. And the Bible said that they sang when they were standing. John said that they had harps or harps or flute or whatever musical instrument in their hands. Hallelujah. And John said that because they have been able to overcome the beasts, they have been able to overcome the image of the beasts,
They have been able to overcome the mark of the beasts. They have been able to overcome the number of the beasts. Beloved, we have been able to overcome all the devices and the afflictions of the enemy. And therefore, there is a need for us all to stand. Hallelujah. Beloved, we need to lift up our handkerchief and begin to shout a shout of praise for how far the Lord has brought us. The Bible said that they were holding harps in their hands. I pray that in the year 2021, may the Lord grant you the banner of victory. Hallelujah. In your hands. Hallelujah. The Bible said that they sang two songs. Amen. They sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of Jesus Christ, the Lamb. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, there is a need. There is a cause for them to sing. Amen. There is what? A cause for them to what? To sing. Because they have gone through a lot. I will show you why there was a need for them to sing. But before that, let me explain something to you. They sang the song of Moses to symbolize or to emphasize the goodness and the faithfulness of God. Hallelujah. Because they have realized that when they were going through the Red Sea, it was the Lord who led them. When they encountered the Red Sea, when they were coming from Egypt, the Lord God Almighty parted the Red Sea. Oh, they realized that on the wilderness, the Lord was able to feed them every day. They realized that the Lord was able to protect them. So the faithfulness and the goodness of God was upon their lives. Beloved, there is a cause for us to become very excited. Hallelujah. There is a cause for us to trust the Lord. If the Lord was able to keep us, for us to go through the year 2020, then I want to assure you that this same God will help us to go through the year 2021. Hallelujah. And we will sing the song of the faithfulness and the goodness of the servant of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible also said that they sang the song of the Lamb. I will explain it to you. They sang the song of the Lamb. This one emphasizes the redemptive plan and work of God through Jesus Christ. What Jesus has achieved for them. There is a need for them to sing. Hallelujah. Let me give you a background of the song that they sang. My brother, go with me. Revelation, go with me and look at the song that they sang at the course of their singing. Revelation chapter 7. Read it very quickly. Revelation 7, verse 9 to 17. Why they sang. Why we should also sing. Hallelujah. Amen. The song of Moses and the song of the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What was the reason for this song?
After these things.
After these things. After the year 2020. After what we have gone through as individuals, as a family, and as a church. After we have lost our jobs. After we have been attacked by this terrible, horrible enemy. After we going through all these things.
I looked.
John said that he looked, he behold.
And behold, a great multitude which no one could number of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues standing before the throne.
Standing before the throne of God. He saw that after all these things, he saw different kinds of people from all nation tribes standing before the throne of God. And what did they do?
And before the Lamb.
And before the Lamb.
Clothed with white robes.
They were clothed with purity and righteousness.
With palm branches in their hands.
And they had the victory handkerchief in their hands.
And crying out with a loud voice.
And they shout with a loud voice.
Saying. Salvation belongs to our God.
Salvation belongs to our God.
Who sits on the throne.
Who sits on the throne.
And to the Lamb.
And to the Lamb.
All the angels stood around the
throne. The angels stood around the throne.
And the elders and the four living creatures and fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God.
And the four living creatures, they fell on the throne and they worshiped the Lord. And they asked him a question.
Saying, Amen.
Amen.
Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever.
This is where we had the song, Amen, Amen. Blessings and glory and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving and honor. Oh, power am I? Oh, belongs to our God. Oh, forever and ever. So they were singing, they sang the song to the Lamb of God. Continue.
Then one of the elders
asked him,
answered, saying to me, who are these arrayed in white robes? And where did they come from?
So he asked John and said, who are these people who are so happy and so excited? Why is it that they have these palm branches in their hands and they are singing, power and might, belongs to our God, forever and ever. Amen. What is the cause of this singing? What is the cause of this joy? Power and might, belongs to our God, forever and ever.
Amen.
And what did the angel say?
And I said to him, say, you know.
I don't know.
So he said to me.
So the angel is now telling John the reason why these people are singing and the type of people who are standing before the throne of God.
These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation.
These are the people who have gone through the pandemic.
And what
these are the people who have gone through the affliction. These are the people who have gone through troubles. They have gone through discouragement and hopelessness. These are the people who have gone through the moment of despondency. These are the people who are in a state of despair and hopelessness. These are the people who have been able to stand for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Continue.
And wash their robes.
And in all these things, they did not defile themselves. They still remain faithful. They still remain righteous for the Lord. They still continue to execute what the Lord entrusted in their hands. In the difficult times, they were still dedicated and committed to the Lord. These are the people who are standing before the Lamb of God.
And made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
Mm.
Verse 15. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night.
They serve him day and night.
In his temple. And he who sits on the throne will dwell among them.
Amen. Amen. He who sits on the throne dwells among them. The Lord is with us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there's a need for them to sing. So the Bible said that they sang the song of Moses and then they sang the song of the Lamb. You remember when the Israelites, after they have come out from the Red Sea, the Bible said that they came to Exodus chapter 15, Verse 1, and when they saw the works that the Lord has done for them, when they saw the faithfulness and the goodness of the Lord God Almighty, in Exodus chapter 15, verse 1, Miriam, who had an initiative and a supportive spirit, the Bible says she took the tambourine and assembled the people. And then he said that among the gods, oh, who is like thee? Oh, you are glorious in holiness. Oh, fearful. Oh, do ye wonders. Hallelujah. Who is like unto thee? Who is like unto thee? Oh, oh, Lord. Who is like unto thee? Oh, who is like unto thee? The ghost, oh, who is like thee? Oh, you are glorious in holiness. Oh, fearful in praises. Do ye wonders. Hallelujah. Beloved, we can say so many things about the Israelites. But I see them to be very appreciative. I see them that they have a heart of gratitude. When they realize what the Lord has done for them, then there was a need for them to glorify. They also sang the song of the lamp in Psalm 111, verse 2. They sang the song of the works of God in Psalm 145, verse 17. They sang the song of his ways in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 17. They sang the song of his word, of his wonder in Psalm 89, verse 9 to 10. They sang the song of his worship. Then also in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4, they sang the song of his wrath. Hallelujah. I want to wrap up, but I cannot talk about this one without wrapping up. I'm going to look at the third one, the vision of God's smoke. I want to show you how you can create the smoke of God. The vision of God's smoke. Hallelujah. In the verse 5 to verse 8, the Bible said that John said that he saw the angels again. And when he saw the angels, he saw them that they were having these bowls. And John also said that he saw that the heaven has been opened. And he saw the temple being opened and the covenant of God in the temple. The covenant of God, or the ark of the covenant, symbolizes the divine presence of God. The ark of the covenant symbolizes the faithfulness of God. The ark of the covenant symbolizes the love, the grace, and the peace of God. He said that he saw it. And then John said that he also saw that the whole temple of God was filled with smoke. Hallelujah. It was filled with smoke. And John explained the source of this smoke. He said that the source of this smoke was coming from the glory and the power of God. Hallelujah. There is this adage that there cannot be smoke without fire. Hallelujah. 2021, for us to be able to create smoke, then we must be able to have fire. Hallelujah. How can we create smoke? The first one is by prayer. By prayer. The Bible said that when Solomon built the temple, and then he brought everything, The Bible said when they prayed, the whole temple was filled with smoke. It was filled with the glory and the power of God. And the people could not enter. Hallelujah. We also know that in the Acts of the Apostles, when the believers were in one accord in the temple, and the Holy Ghost came, they were empowered and then they were strengthened. Amen. The second way that we can form or we can create smoke is by our holiness and consecration, by our purity. You remember when the Lord brought the Israelites onto Mount Sinai? In Exodus chapter 19, verse 10, God told Moses that the people should consecrate themselves. And on the third day, he, the Lord, he would descend among them. In Exodus 19, 14 to 18, the Bible said that, and God descended in a thick cloud on the mountain. There was a smoke that was moving all over the mountain. The reason being that the people, they have consecrated themselves. They have become very pure. We can only create smoke. We can only create the glory of God when we live a holy and a righteous life. When we become very consecrated and being set apart for the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. The last thing that I want to talk about, how can we create smoke, which we are going to do this morning, is by praise and worship. It's by praise and worship. And you know this one in Isaiah chapter 6. We normally quote this. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on his throne. And Isaiah said that the seraphims were moving on top of the throne of God. And then they were singing, holy, 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 you are holy, holy is the Lord. You are holy, holy.
You are holy.
Oh, Lamb
of God, seated at the right hand of the Father. You are holy, holy.
And Isaiah says 4, put it on the screen for everybody to see. The Bible said that when they sung this, the posts, the pillars of the temple shook, and the whole temple was filled with smoke. Hallelujah. When the angels sang, you are holy, the whole place was filled with smoke. In the year 2021, if we can create smoke, then the smoke will only come when we give ourselves to worship, when we give ourselves to praise, when we give ourselves to purity, when we give ourselves to prayer.